And the Nugent inquiry into SARS is going ahead after the judge submitted a notice to oppose suspended Commissioner Tom Moyane's Constitutional Court bid to halt the inquiry. Now, this week, the Commission is focusing on the IT restructuring and modernization process, which Moyane put on hold for 3 months after he was appointed. Barry Bateman's on the story for us. Good afternoon to you, Barry. Let's start with the submission to the Constitutional Court from Judge Nugent. What does it say exactly?
Yeah, good afternoon, Joanne. Well, I haven't actually had sight of the submissions, but the gist of it is that Judge Robert Nugent is saying that Tom Moyane shouldn't have direct access to the Constitutional Court, that it's not in the interest of justice for the Constitutional Court to hear Tom Moyane's application to bring a halt not only to the Nugent Commission of Inquiry, but also his disciplinary hearing, which is being heard by an advocate, Balm. So, you know, the gist of it is basically that it's not correct for this court to hear it, that he should go through the other process or the proper channels. Tom Moyane arguing that if he does not go directly to the Constitutional Court, it'll take him years to ultimately get there. If he goes to the High Court, appeals to the Supreme Court of Appeal, and then ultimately to the Constitutional Court. He says he's just got 12 months left of his contract. Therefore, the Constitutional Court should hear him on an urgent basis and allow him to have direct access.
Right. Interesting indeed. Now, to get back to the commission itself, I believe the SARS Business Solution Group executive, Ikhtab Sheikh, has been testifying. What's he had to say about the delay of this modernization process that had been planned?
You know, Joanne, it's a theme that we keep hearing from people coming in and testifying here about how decisions were taken without consultation, without regard for what the current situation was and whatever change that was to be implemented would ultimately have. We were taken back to 2007. We had Pravin Gordhan, who was the commissioner at the time, and there was this modernization process that was put in place. We went from an organization that was predominantly paper-based, where we as taxpayers used to submit our forms with supporting documents, and it was manually filled in with a hand, to the point where we are today, where our e-filing, where the tax return is automatically filled in through information provided by our employers, and this was a continual process. The modernization didn't get to a point and stop. It was continually evolving. Until we got to 2014, 3 months after Tom Moyane arrived, he put an end to the modernization process. Now, that hasn't changed much since this restructuring, we're told. That it's got to the point today where the computer systems that are being operated at SARS haven't been updated in years. That there's a potential for a collapse of the IT infrastructure because it hasn't been correctly maintained. You had people who, once the restructuring was put in place, there was no change process. So they went to work one morning to find out they're no longer responsible for what they were responsible for the previous day, and the people who were supposed to be responsible weren't informed that this is their new responsibility. I mean, it sounds ridiculous, but this is what has happened in this organization, and the evolution of the IT infrastructure hasn't followed the evolution of, say, the organogram. So you have this disjuncture, and it's affecting the ability of this organization to function.
Thank you so much for wrapping that for us so succinctly. Barry Bateman, our senior reporter at EWN.